Good morning. We had an amazing week last week at camp. There were, I don't know, there were around 220 of us there. It was crazy hot the first few days. Friday was beautiful weather. But we made it, and I think we all got to learn a little more about God and each other together. It was pretty cool. You'll notice in the windows and then back by the food. These are, if you get a chance afterwards to peruse them, these ocean scenes, we went scuba diving this year. So these ocean scenes, the second to fifth graders put together throughout the week of different ways that they saw God at work. So each of those things that they've added have a word or a name or a phrase that show one of the ways they saw God at work. It was pretty cool. I'm going to invite Scarlett and Chloe up first to share a little bit about their week.
This year at BBC, I had a really good crew leader and a good crew. And this year at the Bible station, I knew all the stories, but I think I learned more detail about them all. And I like that my dad volunteered at the game station. And I think I learned a lot more about that God, like, God's always with me, and yeah.
So I never really thought God as like a friend. I more thought of him as like something like we know and we love him, but I never really thought of him as like a friend. And this week we talked a lot about him being a friend to us in all of the stations. And my favorite station, I had two, Art and Games and Snack. And Art got a little crazy at the end, but but it was all really, really fun. Everything was special in its own way. And this was my last week doing this. So I was, the beginning of the week, I was like, yes, this is my last week. And then towards the end, I was like, aw, this is my last week.
Chloe is entering fifth grade. So this was her last week as one of the middle group of campers. Next year she goes to the teen group. And one of the ways I saw God at work this week was Chloe's crew leader had to step away for a minute, and she did an excellent job just keeping her crew together, making sure they had what they needed, checked in with me to make sure they were doing what they were supposed to be doing. So that was really cool to see. I saw a lot of that this week. Adults helping each other, kids helping each other. Bruce Havlicek, I don't know if he's here, but his granddaughter was in a group with a kid who said, because we were talking about friends this week, and the kid said, I don't have any friends. And Bruce's granddaughter said, we're your friends. And yeah, so just stuff like that happened over and over, and it was amazing. And Chloe talked about Art getting a little crazy. The teenagers were near the art room. They were doing a song. But what was really cool was on Friday when the teenagers were doing the song and I walked through, the elementary kids inside the hotel had joined them in singing while they were doing their crafts. It was pretty awesome. Let's see, Kara and Betania. Kara, come on up.
All right, so first of all, I want to say thank you for your prayers this week. We all really felt them, and God worked in incredible ways. It was very exciting every day, so thank you. I don't think it wouldn't have been as successful as it was without you guys praying and supporting us. So, you know, if you weren't able to help, don't feel guilty, because we definitely felt your prayers. I worked at the Bible station this year, just like almost every year that I've done. and I love it. One of the things that I really like about VBC is that we have partnerships with other churches. And so I co-led the Bible Station with a person, Linda, from RUMC, which is Reisterstown United Methodist Church, if you don't know. But everyone there says RUMC. So anyway, so it was really great to partner with another church. We had some really great Bible stories, and I'm happy to hear that, Chloe, that you knew most of the Bible stories, but learned something new. It was incredible this year to see the kids sitting down for the Bible stories, totally immersed, like paying attention, and like on the edge of their seats to hear what we were saying. So that was really exciting. One particular story, we talked about Jesus calming the storm and how the disciples were on the boat with Jesus and the storm was raging out of control and Jesus is asleep. And they said, wake up, don't you care about us? And Jesus, the book that I was reading says, of course I care about you. I love you. And so then I was explaining to the kids that that God loves us more than our parents do. And every day I was telling the story four times. Well, the last station, it just hit me. It just hit me that God loves us more than our parents do. He loves us so much that he died on the cross for us. And I kind of lost it. I kind of got emotional up there. Jen, thank you for stepping in for me. She just kind of took over and let me regroup. But you know, this is, you know, when I say we feel your prayers, this is, you know, not for the kids, for the adults too. We know these truths, but it's been so wonderful to experience them again. One of the girls asked me at the end, I was explaining that on the boat, the disciples knew that God was, and they were friends with Jesus. But when Jesus calmed the storm, they saw that he was God. And so then throughout the week, I was trying to explain about Jesus being God, and it is a confusing concept. So after, at the end, one of the girls came up to me and she said, I don't understand, like, how can Jesus be God? And so most of you might have heard of the egg. So I gave her the egg analogy, saying that an egg is, you see an egg, you see the outside of the shell of the egg, that's the egg, right? But then when you crack the egg and you see the yellow part come out, that's also an egg. The white part is also an egg, but the three of them together are an egg, or separately they're an egg. So I was trying to explain that. But it was really cool to have someone like really listening and wondering about these things. And I said, yes, it's very confusing. And sometimes we don't all quite understand the three parts of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I thought that was cool. And then I'll close with the last day. You know, since I've been doing this Bible station every year, I see the same kids, and it's wonderful to see for once a week to be with these kids, and I watch them grow up every year, and it's incredible. And it's sad when they leave and they go to the next, to the middle school. But it's also happy because I know they're going to have a lot of fun and meet new friends and everything. So one of the boys, I was talking to him. I said, what grade are you? And he said, fifth. And I said, oh, this is your last year here. You get to go on to the middle school group next year. I said, and they have a lot of fun over there. And he said, well, yeah, but I'm going to miss you. And so I was like, oh my goodness. So that was like a really special moment. So I felt blessed this week working with these kids. And so much effort and prayer. So I appreciate everything. Thanks, church family.
Let me give you a little context. No, not right now. Little context. 1 week before Vacation Bible Camp, because it was really good for me. But 1 week before, I was in this mindset that I will not be a problem. I will be a helper. I'll be flexible. So even in the little things. So Leslie gave me Dominique's group, and she was really sad because she wasn't with Grace. So she was, I don't know anyone. So we said, Dominique, we're going to pray about it. This year, we're going to be flexible, whatever Leslie needs. We're not going to put more pressure on her. She's doing all of this. So we did it. We prayed together, and we said, God is in control. And we forgot about it. We kept going. And then 1 week before, we met in Emory Grove with all the ladies. It was a lot of ladies, 21 and 70 and up. So I went, whoa. And I understood that I was helping in the worship station, and she said, by yourself. I was picturing with someone from this beautiful group, like, we understand, right? So last minute at the meeting, Leslie approached to me and said, there's a problem. There's a lady that wants to help. And then I meet this lady, and we have, she's a music teacher for more than 40 years. She's 78, so it was the whole life. So she was, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, I'll teach this, I'm going to make the kids pray and repeat after me. I was overwhelmed because I'm a very organized person. I have lists to do in my mind, but when I approach to worship, I want to approach as a child. Like, I have no idea. This is way too large, God and Father. So I want to approach to worship with that heart. So I was, this is not going to work. And then a friend of her approached to us. So it was the three of us. And she was like, listen up. She was like, she was 70-something, almost 80. I don't know her. Like, I had never seen her before. But she said, like, we're going to do this. You're going to do two songs. You should. And have you seen in those movies, like, everything is blurry? I don't remember her face. She was talking to me, you should, we will. And she wasn't in my group. She was giving me instruction and everything was blah, 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 blah. And I was like going backward, and I felt like falling into this cliff. Thank you, Leslie. Okay. So I was, this is definitely not going to work. I have no idea how that conversation ended, but she understood. Maybe my face, because I speak with my face. So she understood that she has to go to the next room. And I was, yeah, I'm sure I did something rude. I said something rude, but I kept talking to the lady that was on my team. And she's like, I was, do you want to pray? Like, no, I'll practice at home. Okay, bye. So I took a rocking chair, and I was like looking at all the people. Hey, I'll see you next week. Like, and I was, this is not going to work. So I had to really pray that week. And then this lady called me and texted me and gave me a few details about Thursday, saying that she's going to have a problem, maybe have to leave early. And I was, yes. You want to take the whole day? No, in my mind, I was like a very, it's not going to work. So I had to pray and wrestle a lot. And in one of those prayers, I was like, why so much structure? Like, and then I felt the Holy Spirit, don't let your lack of structure be in a structure. So I kept listening and softened my heart, and Leslie coached me through prayers and meet with her. I didn't want to meet with her. So I went into these prayers, and I want to read what Leslie texted me. Okay. No glasses. If you step back from the how and first look at the why together, you may be able to move forward differently. So I took that advice, and I pray. She whispered prayers to me in voicemail. It was beautiful. So I went to this meeting, and it was better. She talked me about the son, her son and her background. So we prayed together. It was like, maybe I have to move forward. Like, she knows everything about music. Maybe I have to be her helper. And my heart was like wandering from here, there. So I was like, move forward. God will be in control. So we started the week, and I learned a lot of songs, Father Abraham, B.I.B., all the childhood songs that is not in my background. I grew up in a house church, so we never had beautiful Sunday school. It was just the adults. So it was beautiful. I felt like God moved into the difference, and I learned a lot from her church, the struggle, how all these grandmas that are volunteers there, they're trying to pull the grandchildren into the Lord's and run this race. And she said, like, your generation is missing in my church. Like, the moms are too busy. It's not like they don't love the Lord. It's just missing. So, I get it. Like, we need to work together. I know that in my mind, but then when it's not comfortable for you, it doesn't feel that beautiful. So this morning I was thinking about this testimony, and I wake up with this song, ta la 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 la. So I asked my husband, can you do na 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 hyphen na 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 na? And he said, there is an app for that. Like, you can find the song. So he found it. And I'm going to ask Mr. Ben to come here. Can you help me? It's one exercise. And some younger, Dominique, can you come? So this is my taking from Vacation Bible Camp. If we don't link generations, we are getting too slow. So could you put the music? This is the music of our race. You're going to go running in slow motion. This is your life. All right?
Slow I can do.
Super, super slow. Okay, music. Not yet. Not too fast, Mr. Ben. Music. Too fast. You're too fast. It's la la la. Okay, so he start to yeah, la 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 la. So Mr. Ben is racing his race, right? So this is his race. He know that he cannot be racing his race just by himself. He knows the faithfulness of people praying for him before him, right? So you go slowly into your race, and then my generation comes. So Mr. Ben, can you go slowly into your life race? And then I start coming, and I wanna go faster because I run faster than Mr. Ben. But then the Holy Spirit put the music. And no, it's a life led by the Spirit. So when I hear the music, I'm able to go and just at the right pace, be with Mr. Ben face to face for one moment and learn from him, from all his victories, from all that smile, that you pay the price to be cool and kind with people that are different than you. And then, yes, go to your seat. And then I can be a testimony to my child and many others that this is not about speed. This is not a personal race. This is a race of the body of Christ. This is a race for eternity. This is a corporate race, right? It's not about me, my speed, my way. It's about them also to have the testimony that they have to adapt. They can be super fast. They can pass me, but they need to go into the lead of the Spirit. So my take from this week is that it was super cool to work with this lady. I have so many issues before, but then I enjoy it. I ended up enjoying it, and on Thursday was, are you sure you need to leave early? Like, we were really good together. That's it.
Thank you. Betanya started the story by sharing that Dominique was not in the group that she wanted to be in. She really wanted to be with Grace. I knew nothing about this. But when we had our big meeting, somebody asked me if their grandson could switch groups. And I was like, all right. So then I like had to figure out how to finagle all of these groups. And I ended up needing to put Grace and Dominique together. So when I text their moms to let them know that, Betanya shared that story. So like, I had no idea, but yeah, God worked it out. It was pretty awesome. Let's see. Maya is not here. Avery, or is she here? Sorry. I expected you there. Maya, come on up.
Hi guys. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about like our high school, middle school, preschool situation that we had going on. So we, have to, well, I guess we don't have to, we want to, but the preschoolers, they have their own little groups, and then the middle school, high school has their own really big group, and so what Clay asked us to do was go find a preschooler, and you're going to be like their buddy, like you're going to be like attached to them for the whole week, and so we led them throughout like their different stations and stuff, and we had to, part of it was being a good example, but another part of it was like teaching them how to, I don't know, not like follow God more, but just like a good example for them and help them pay attention and like help them with whatever they need. But I know Clay told us a lot that their favorite part of the week, like going home, was us. Like their favorite part of the week was getting to be with their like big buddy, because I remember when I was really little and like some high schoolers were like, hey, do you want to sit with us at our lunch table? I was like, oh my God. I was like, yeah. And so that's kind of like the same thing. Like all the preschoolers just wanted to be with the older kids. And so it was kind of our gift to them, like getting to be with them and getting to have a good time with them and, you know, show them what it means to be like a Christ follower. And so my buddy was Manny. And I really enjoyed that. And things just happened to work out that way. But I was with him for the music station and the game station. So I was with Betania and Miss Barb, and then Sarah, Krista's older sister. And so Manny and I had like some fun things that we would do. Like we always sat together for worship, and we would do like the little dances together to the songs. And we would always race to the game station, but he gave up because he was too tired. but it was really fun getting to be with our little buddies and getting to lead them around. And so I'm just really thankful that we got to be with them and show them what it means to be a follower of Christ. Thanks.
Thank you. I think Zach is up next. Is that what I hear? No? Clay, who's up next? Oh, Celia. Yeah. Come on up, Celia.
Okay, so I thought I would share a little bit about my group and my leader. There were a lot of people from RUMC coming, so I had Janice as my leader in my group. Janice is the best, and I felt terrible for her because we threw a bunch of crap at her face, but she still kept going, so I'm really proud of her for that. Yeah, and so I just wanted to share a bit about the kid I was with, too. Her name was Karen. She was incredibly shy. She was very tiny. She was really cute, though. So it was really hard to try to get to know her because a lot of them were really talkative, but I did not get a talkative person. But by Thursday, she ended up, like, talking to me a lot, and that was really nice. And, yeah, it was just a lot of fun, and I think probably my favorite part would be the Bible station this year that we did, because I think that was really fun, and it was nice seeing everybody come together to worship, and we did a lot of songs, and we got a noise complaint from several people, and it was also just really cool how the elementary kids joined in with us from inside, and then they like saw what we were doing and did it too, so that was fun. Yeah, that's my experience.
Now Zach is coming up.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm going to share a little bit about the teen Bible study that we did. So basically how the Bible study worked is the teens were separated into three groups, and within those groups we had two little mini groups. So we would have like a smaller, more like intimate Bible study that way. So there was less people. And so my group, the Blue Angel group, during Bible study we talked about a lot of different things. We talked about Romans, where Paul is talking about like how he realizes he's a bad person and like he needs to change, and we talked about different things about like why we're sinners and we need to change, and we went through prayer, we went through the Acts prayer, the adoration confession, Thanksgiving, and supplication prayer. And then we spent some time talking about praise and how there's like seven different words for praise. We went through like why all of them are important, like which ones are like what they all mean and all that. And what really stuck out to me about Bible study is how many people, at least in my group, like the younger kids even, like they just knew like so much about like the Bible and God, and they just really like wanted to learn more, and were always trying to like do everything that they could to learn and seek more, which was really cool to see to me. But yeah.
Come on up. Sure. Is Elijah, did you have something? Yeah, it's really neat to see everybody start at, well, not everybody, but a lot of people start as strangers on Monday. A lot of kids a little nervous, especially when they're bumped up to the next age level. But by like Thursday, Friday, they are all in and they have made great friends that are going to continue, and that's great.
Okay. Hi, my name is Elijah. I was in the yellow group, wet egg. I don't know why or how that happened, but no, we had a great week. I from the start, I was just really excited to get like Nelly and Nicholas, like these younger siblings. I've just been waiting for them to come up. And so it's really cool to finally have them with us and think about, you know, this next school year with them and everything. So that was just really cool. And meeting other sixth graders and hope, you know, prayerfully, hopefully, try and get them plugged in and with us on the regular. I was mostly just really impressed with our kids, from the youngest to the oldest. Just they were leaders. Like, you know, early in the week, we're having our Bible discussions, and there were some kids that don't go to church, and they're just like pretty quiet. But as they got more comfortable, they started to voice more like questions and doubts and criticisms, and our kids were just like, you know, like just totally comfortable with it. Like, you can't say that about God, or of course he, you know, they were just like, yeah, I know. Like, you know, it's like, I was just really proud of them for giving these kids the space and the freedom to feel the way that they felt about God, because pretending that you don't feel the way you feel about God, you're not going to make any progress towards him. So I was just really proud of our kids for that. Leading in games, especially with, you know, some of the high schoolers, like, the adults were like cleaning up snack or still doing name tags or whatever. And I'm like on the porch, like, everybody do this thing. And it's just, you know, I'm the only adult. But then, you know, the older ones are like getting the kids together. And I didn't ask them to do that. They just, you know, they just did that and brought everybody together. So, yeah, just really proud of our kids and want to say thank you so much. Those of you that were there.
Thank you. So in the elementary, during the closings, one of the things we did the last few days was we invited kids that would like to up to the mic to share their answer to a question. So I'm going to pose a couple questions, and if you would like to, whatever age you are, if you were there last week, if you'd like to come answer it in the mic, you are welcome to. My first question is, what do you think, I'm going to start, maybe I shouldn't start with a hard one, but I'm going to. What do you think God enjoyed about your crew leader? Hmm. Yeah, come on up, Carl.
He was patient.
That's awesome. Yeah. Come on up.
She tried to get like us to know that she cared for us.
Okay, my next question is, what was your favorite God sighting for the week, or a favorite God sighting? Anyway. All right. Miss Grace.
My friends.
Oh, that's great. One of my favorites for the week, our very first God sightings on Monday, we talked about ourselves were our own God sightings, because we talked about the Bible tells us that God delights in us. And that was really neat to be able to share that with the kids. Yes, God sighting.
The breeze on the hot days.
Yes.
My family.
All the little kids.
So, my favorite one was trees and the birds and that's it.
That's great. Okay, one last question. This one should be much easier. What was your favorite thing about the week, or a favorite thing about the week? Come on up. Anybody that wants to share can come form a line. All right. Any age. Yoshi's coming.
My favorite thing was playing Kahoot. Nice.
My favorite one was my friend Grace and my crew leader.
My favorite thing was playing on the rope swing.
I liked making new friends.
One of my favorite things were the songs.
So I think Maya mentioned this before, but I had three buddies because a bunch of them ended up leaving early, so... It was like when their faces lit up every time we like came over to be their buddy. Yeah.
I think the heat got to some of our 4-year-olds.
Be in Dominique's group. Crafts.
Nice. Thank you, ma'am.
My counselor.
Making new friends with my counselor.
Meeting new people.
When like the little kids, they were just really funny.
Games with the little kids.
Yeah, I think I said Bible, but my other one was the little kids.
Sorry, I
forgot. My counselor and mostly everything.
I loved when we give our little elementary kids the little trinkets each day, which as a mom, I'm like, these things make me anxious because it's just more things to clean out of the house. But one day I just asked one of the kids if they happened to remember their Bible verse, and one just like memorized it. And it was just a moment where I'm like, these little things this whole week is impacting their lives. And another favorite moment I had was during craft time when I was listening to Miss Ann try to explain the craft over the kids on the porch screaming, "I have a reason to praise the Lord," which is my new favorite praise song now. And I'm just, this is the first year my kids aren't in elementary school. So they were out on the porch screaming praises to the Lord, and Miss Ann's explaining the wheel that we're making and how God's love goes on forever. And it was just like one of those moments where it got me, and it was awesome.
So my this was my second year, so I think my favorite thing was, so last year I worked with like the little ones, but it was cool like seeing the little ones, and they remember me from last year. I was like, "Hey, Isaiah, what's up, buddy?" And then went down the line. But I kind of knew that I think Clay said it to me when I came in. It would be like a continuation from some of the kids that I went out with to Fuse Camp. So it was cool to continue the connection with them. I keep saying this about them, but all of the teens to, what's the name? Like, you guys are awesome. You make... I told my wife this, like, not that I love church, but you guys make, like, church, like, she'll tell you, like, one Sunday, I was like, I got to get back. I got to go to. But I couldn't make it that week. I got to get back to church to hang with these guys. So they make it fruitful and fun for me and allow me to see God in a very unique way. So appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys. I just want to say thank you to all of you, because whether you were there that week or not, you've invested in this week, whether it's financially, prayers, doing odds and ends, jobs for me throughout the year. And it's worth it. It's really worth it to see these kids come alive. One day I asked kids if they wanted to come up in the mic and share somebody that prays for them in their life. And I knew I could do this because every time I went by team building, Bunky started that session with a prayer. So I knew that they had at least one person that they knew that prayed for them. So you guys make it all worth it. Thank you. Judah. Sorry. If you can switch to the Count Your Blessings, we're going to see if the sound works. If it does, then we're going to invite you to do one of the favorite elementary songs with us. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And I do not hear any sound, so I guess not. I don't know, unless Batania's... Oh, Elijah, you going to figure it out? Okay. Yeah, we counted our blessings. This is one of the... Oh, look at this. No. I don't think so. TV, I think I unmuted it. Sorry, guys. Technology, we haven't quite figured it out. So, I don't know. Miss Batania, did you do this song? Do you know it well enough to lead us? Kind of. All right, well, one, two, let's see. Yeah, if anybody's brave enough, one, two, that's it. Two, I don't remember enough how it starts. All right, well, oh, is my computer muted? That shouldn't make a difference. Okay, well, count your blessings. it was fun. All right. Thanks, guys.